Here is Ward Cunningham, the inventor of the wiki.
That's right. Are you fessing up here?
I admit it.
And I coined the term. You know what? I think that what I love most about wiki is the ideas that you're making something. You know, it's a community that's making something, a community of purpose. We like to say there's a purpose to it. And if everybody left, there would still be something left behind. And that is, there's an artifact. We're working on something together. And that means that there needs to be this ability to go beyond, just putting facts down, but to be able to make something that has a creative component. And that's why I think it's so cool that Zoom Atlas has, you know, a full graphical editor. You know, you can draw. A lot of people are looking to get community to do something, you know, cheaper or free or something like that. But, you know, I think what's great about community is to get a community to do something that can't be done any other way. And it's that can't be done any other way is what Wiki does that isn't just crowdsourcing.
We just passed the 15th anniversary of the Wiki. It was March 25th, 1995. Tell us how that all came about.
Well, I had a community that I was a part of. We had this pretentious goal of changing the way people write about computer programming. I'm a computer programmer. You're a computer programmer. And we didn't think that the literature of computer programming really represented what real successful programmers did. And so we'd had a workshop. It just happened to be at the University of Illinois where I stayed an extra day, and my friends there said, well, let me show you this new thing called the browser.
Ooh.
And they showed me a browser. And they said, yeah, it was called Mosaic, and it was brand new. And they said, well, we think that this new literature should be a hypertext, and we think you should make it. And I said, well, that makes sense. So I went and got a computer and put it on the Internet and learned what a browser did and learned HTML. And I asked my friends to send me papers in a stylized form, and not one of them did it right. You know, they just would not send me. I said, you know, put a blank line between paragraphs, and they wouldn't do that. And, you know, just couldn't follow instructions. You know, I mean, you know, like they're computer people. You'd think they'd know how. But then the brand new thing was being able to submit a form, and I said, well, I'm just going to shorten that loop. I'm going to let them submit them themselves, and I'll run a little formatter, and if they don't like the look, they can change it.
And that was the first wiki.
That was the first wiki, and I was trying to figure out, how would I set up protections? How would I make this safe? And I finally decided I'd trust my own community. You know, I'll just let anybody edit anything, and heck, maybe they'll fix my spelling errors.
Yeah.
And they did. You know, and what happened is that's what really surprised me. I thought if it lasted for a couple months, it would be a good experiment, but it turned out it lasted for years. It's still there today, 15 years later. But what happened is people figured out how to talk about computer programming a new way by talking about computer programming a new way.
And the play within the play.
Right. And what happened is it's actually, I'm proud of having coined the term wiki, but I'm more proud of actually having an impact on how computer programs are written. There are tens of thousands of computer programming projects that are successful today that wouldn't have been successful were it not for the vocabulary that was invented on that, the discussion of how to think about computer programming. It really had an impact.
Well, you know, it's an amazing impact. I mean, everybody knows about Wikipedia, the Wiktionary. As a professor, I have wikis in all my classes, and they do amazing things, and it changes the whole dynamic in the classroom. I mean, it just, and yet, I remember you, I think it was just about the time you invented it, I think, or shortly thereafter, I saw you and you said, yeah, I invented this thing, I call it a wiki, and I'm like, oh, that's nice, I couldn't imagine what you would use it for, not the brightest I was, and you said, I don't understand, I explain it to people, and they get mad at me.
Yeah.
Why are they mad? Do you remember that?
Yeah. Well, you know, I think part of it is that one thing that was often expressed is people who were already well-known on traditional channels. They wrote articles for the existing press. They would say, well, why would I put my words in a place where somebody else could change them. You know, because they had a channel. But what I wanted to do is I wanted to take the people who didn't write textbooks or didn't even write for the trade press, didn't write journal articles, but just were too busy, like, finishing their computer programs, and I wanted to give them a voice. And they just left the traditional, you know, proponents of this or that and the other in computing behind because they had a voice. You know, it's very similar to the blogosphere, but the blogosphere is different in the sense that there you tend to go to your corners and yell at each other. But on a wiki, you have to, you know, there's only one corner and you're all in it, so you have to get it right. And that process of kind of hammering out what does it mean to ship a computer program or something like that, you know, was really important.
This core of human agreement is amazing.
Yeah. And you know, all we're doing in Zoom Atlas is doing the same thing, but now we're doing it in a spatial place instead of a verbal place. It's more about the picture than the words. But if you think about it, you know, you'd write an article about something, and then you would find that article, you know, there was really two or three articles there, and they would just naturally bud off. You know, you just make a new word that says what the new article is. It's a little more precise, and then there was a natural place to write that. So it would just sort of grow as more people became involved, and they'd make more finer distinctions about, well, in my case, about computer programming, which is a very naturally complex subject that had never really been treated well, to my mind. And what we're doing is doing the same thing, because you can draw your neighborhood, and you can draw your house, and then you can draw your bedroom, and then you can draw the table in the corner of your bedroom, and you can just, you know, you can remember where that figurine was in the center of the table in the corner of your bedroom. It just keeps going. And that ability to work at any level is what means that something can become popular and there's still a place for you. You know, that you don't get crowded out.
And, you know, it's funny, when you actually let the group make the decision, sometimes they come up with wildly innovative solutions that none of the creators originally thought of. So, I mean, there is this sort of wisdom to the wiki in that regard.
You know, especially when you when it's fun to come to work and see what your community has done that you never thought of, that your product is made rich by the community and not by your inventiveness. That kind of puts the programmer in their place, I think, but it is making something that's useful to people. It's just a wonderful thing to see happen.